Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, January 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. It's not unusual for MBA students to graduate with one or more lucrative job offers that can be part of a path to success in corporate America. But many who graduated 3 months ago are struggling to land their first post-MBA job.
Companies, when they can be selective, are prioritizing people who have direct experience in the role or in the industry that they're trying to recruit for.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal careers reporter Lindsay Ellis after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Plus, save time by completing security questionnaires with Vanta AI. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ. That's VANTA.com/WSJ.
Some MBA graduates entering the job market are having a hard time landing a position 3 months after graduating. Wall Street Journal careers reporter Lindsay Ellis joins me. Lindsay, we saw MBA hiring pick up during the pandemic. How much has it dropped off since?
So at some schools, the share of students who are still looking for work has doubled from the pandemic to now. Schools basically report how many students still don't have jobs 3 months out. That's kind of the baseline juncture. At Harvard Business School, about 20% of MBAs looking for a job didn't have one 3 months after graduation this year. That's up from 8% in 2021. At Stanford, those stats are, you know, it was 9% in 2021, rising to 18% this year. And at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Business School, the share rose from 5% in 2021 to 13% in 2023.
Wow, that's a big jump. In what fields are MBA grads finding the most difficulty finding jobs?
Tech is a really big one. So these recent grads, many of them started school in 2021, and they had a very smooth internship search in their first year in school as tech companies were hiring a ton. They came back to school in the fall of 2022 to a very different environment. Many companies were slowing down recruiting and ultimately laid off thousands of workers. If you zoom out a little bit, there are three big industries that typically recruit MBAs from top schools. Tech is one of them. Consulting and finance are the two others. And all three of those areas have faced slowdowns in the last year or so, which has made it really challenging for the recent graduates and even MBA students now who are looking for jobs in those areas.
How is the criteria for what they're looking for in candidates fueling this challenge that the graduates are finding?
A lot of schools told me that they've noticed companies hiring more conservatively. Typically, when a recruiter or a hiring manager will come to an MBA campus looking for students to recruit, they are driven not necessarily by what they did before the MBA, but their potential to grow into the role after graduation. And it seems as if that companies, when they can be selective, are prioritizing people who have direct experience in the role or in the industry that they're trying to recruit for. And from my interviews with recent graduates, that's very much lined up. Many of the people who I talked to have really struggled on this front are career switchers. They had a very different professional experience before school than what they wanted to do after. I talked to a teacher who wanted to go into real estate asset management, and a lawyer who wanted to go into business, and even an Olympian who wanted to break into tech. So that attempt to pivot has been much more challenging because of this more conservative environment.
How are the grads dealing financially with this extended job search period?
Yeah, it's been a very tough stretch for a lot of people. You know, I talk to people who are couch surfing with friends, cat sitting for neighbors and friends, and cutting gym memberships and even selling their own clothes and jewelry online to make ends meet. Many of them are casting a very wide net right now, including for jobs in the industry that they were in before the MBA program. Some of them are pursuing certifications and fellowships to make their application stronger. Other people are kind of networking wherever they can, even in professional organizations in cities where they don't live, you know, to make contacts, shake hands, and try and improve their chances.
Aside from releasing the percentage of students who haven't found jobs yet, what are the top MBA schools saying about this? Isn't the prospect of landing a lucrative job part of the selling process for their programs?
Absolutely. And most of the recent grads who were looking for jobs found employment at big, healthy companies, and their salaries coming out of these programs are also quite healthy. I mean, they could be upwards of $175,000, you know, and that's not including bonuses or equity or other types of compensation. When I talk to some of these schools about what's going on, they point to the overall job market, which for white collar workers has been a bumpy ride recently. It's not as if MBA programs are immune from the broader outlook. They also say that these numbers don't cover the fact that people are offered jobs but don't necessarily accept them. A recent graduate might get a job offer and say, this is okay, but it's not why I went to business school and hold out for another one. So those people might seem like they don't have a job yet, but it's not for the lack of offer.
How do career experts suggest that MBA students put themselves in better position to land a job more quickly when they graduate?
Many career coaches on these campuses recommend, you know, you have to be more flexible. Come into the search not just with your plan A, but with a plan B and plan C, particularly in these big industries that recruit MBAs. So that might look like if you came in wanting to work at a management consulting firm, maybe consider internal corporate strategy, for example. And they also recommended there are a couple levers that you can pull when you're thinking about being adaptable in a job search. Part of it is industry, part of it is the role. Other aspects of it are location as well. And a few people told me that they recommend to students, if you can be flexible on one of those things or one or more of those things, that can go a long way. The first job you have after your MBA is not going to be your job forever, and you can move to the next step from here.
That's WSJ reporter Lindsay Ellis. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back on Sunday with WSJ's Bere Lamb and Julia Carpenter for the third episode in our series about their new personal finance book, The New Rules of Money. Up next, they'll answer the question, should you buy a house? Today's show was produced by Ariana Osperu. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. We had additional support this week from Zoe Culkin. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. Thanks for listening.
Technology can make the world better. At UST, we're building a future where people everywhere are empowered to live better lives.
It's transformation you can feel.
And you don't have to do it alone.
We believe in the power of technology to transform businesses and build a better world.